The Unwanted Heiress, written by Amy Corwin and read by Ruth Urquhart.
Chapter 1. 1818, London. False pretenses. Obtaining property by. This offence is distinguishable from larceny, inasmuch as the owner consents to the property being taken out of his possession, though such consent has been induced by fraud. Constable's Pocket Guide. Despite his belief that White's Club guaranteed Nathaniel Archer, current Duke of Peckham, freedom from the machinations of unmarried women, he could not concentrate on a simple game of cards. He stared at the peculiarly delicate hands of the waiter holding out his glass of port and frowned. Weren't the servant's hands a little too white, a bit too small for a man? He took the proffered glass and glanced up to study the young man's round, girlish face. Dimples indented the plump cheeks, and a fine haze of reddish stubble shadowed the somewhat weak jaw. Although the hairs glinted in the candlelight, Nathaniel remained unconvinced. Many women had downy facial hair. In fact, some ladies actually had moustaches, God help them. A sharp Adam's apple bobbed in the waiter's throat as he swallowed, his movements nervous and jerky. He edged away and tripped over the edge of the carpet as Nathaniel's critical gaze followed him. "Is that all, Your Grace?" the servant asked in a strangled voice. "Yes," Nathaniel replied, turning his shoulder to the man. He was not going to let his suspicions ruin his evening. Damn all women, anyway. He shifted in his chair and concentrated at his cards. There weren't any females in whites, at least none that anyone had discovered this evening. However, he couldn't shrug off the feeling that something, or someone, waited in the shadows behind him, leaning over his shoulder. It wasn't the waiter, however. He faded through the darkened doorway when Nathaniel glanced up. Nathaniel took another quick look toward the door, just to be sure, before frowning at his cards.
"I bid one American,"
Lord Westover drawled, before pounding the table with the thick bottom of his heavy glass.
"Waiter! Where is that rascal?"
When the waiter stuck his head through the door, Westover signalled for a scrap of paper and quill.
"An American?" Nathaniel asked, staring down at his own cards. His free hand tugged at the nugget of lapis lazuli dangling from his watch chain.
He absently rubbed the cool, twisted surface, although his lucky lapis had not held any magic this evening. The hand he held was rubbish. He glanced at Westover's smug face and added,
"An American coin might rate a shilling or two, but it hardly matches the current pot, which stands at £50,000.
Westover shrugged. That left it up to Nathaniel's uncle, John Archer, to make the final decision. Archer's estate formed the bulk of the pot. If he decided the novelty of an American dollar was an acceptable match to 50,000 English pounds, so be it. Nathaniel rotated his stiff shoulders and stretched out his legs toward the crackling fire before studying his cards again. They had not changed. He still held two kings, two eights, and the ace of diamonds. A glance at Archer's bland face did not allow Nathaniel to judge the strength of his uncle's hand. As for Archer, he seemed unconcerned about the value of Lord Westover's bid. He stared off into space, his cards held loosely in his hand, as if in an advanced state of ennui. Maybe their late London nights had finally done the impossible and worn down the indefatigable John Archer. The clock chimed two, and Nathaniel shifted again. "Refuse the insulting wager," he silently urged Archer. "Take the pot. For once, take the safe course. Just let this blasted game end so they could all go home to bed." Nathaniel rubbed the stubble shadowing his chin and prodded his uncle.
"Archer?" "I beg your pardon?"
Archer asked. He looked startled and glanced around the room with raised brows.